If a warrant had arrived from London, it had not reached the office. Indeed, there had not yet been time for it to arrive. Fix was sorely disappointed and tried to obtain an order of arrest from the director of the Bombay police. This the director refused, as the matter concerned the London office, which alone could legally deliver the warrant. Fix did not insist, and was fain to resign himself to await the arrival of the important document. But he was determined not to lose sight of the mysterious rogue as long as he stayed in Bombay. He did not doubt for a moment, any more than Passepartout, that Phileas Fogg would remain there, at least until it was time for the warrant to arrive. Passepartout, however, had no sooner heard his master's orders on leaving the Mongolia than he saw at once that they were to leave Bombay as they had done Suez and Paris, and that the journey would be extended at least as far as Calcutta and perhaps beyond that place. He began to ask himself if this bet that Monsieur Fogg talked about was not really in good earnest, and whether his fate was not in truth forcing him, despite his love of repose, around the world in 80 days.